Hi all, welcome to Winchell Time. It's Day and Airy.
Hey.
It's too low. Alright, so this is a weird one. It is April 5th, Sunday night, around 10 p.m. And so it's going to show up as a Friday show, April 3rd.
We're a little late.
So that's why the show, I finally landed on a show title of Lazy Weekend COVID-19 Show Number 3.
Yep. It's kind of late, so.
It's very late. And I don't know about you, but it is tough trying to keep the motivation going amid all of the noise that's going on these days. It's nothing but COVID-19, nothing but coronavirus everywhere.
It's surreal. I can't believe this is going on right now. I'm still in denial.
It's like the sci-fi apocalypse scenario playing out in real life. And if you think about it too much, then it can get you down.
And you know, all the top-rated movies right now on Netflix are all about the raging zombies, Parasite.
Contagion with Matt Damon.
Yeah. I just watched The Platform last night, and holy cow, I totally recommend it. It's totally crazy. It's so crazy. It's
trending, like, on Netflix, you said?
Yeah, The Platform.
So around mid-April, so around April 15th, we were extrapolating numbers back in mid-March and saying to ourselves, if it's trending like it's supposed to, with the, it's called the R-naught, which is the rate of contagiousness, then we're looking at about 1.5 million cases documented by mid-April. And from all the news sources, looks like we're going to hit or exceed that number by mid-April.
And I know, but I think back then we had only maybe 100,000 cases in the U.S., right?
Like 150,000 worldwide.
Or globally, yeah. So yeah. I was like, whoa, that's
so
crazy.
So roughly that's like 10x, so one order of magnitude every month, or roughly, you know, the cases double about every week or so. And so it's kind of depressing. I was hoping we would not hit that target, that trajectory, but it looks like we're going to hit it or exceed it.
It's going to be exceeded. Yeah. Grim times these times. Grim and surreal.
So proof of love, Tatiana, and they replugged the show. And so I was listening to it again. It's kind of, you know, moving on to a little bit more funner topic. But Ari and I were featured in that show. Shout out to Tatiana. We were in touch with her a little bit by text message.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun little recording that we made.
So if you want to hear about Day and myself and our relationship, how we got together, our marriage, check out Proof of Love. It's a great, great show.
Podcast, yes, Proof of Love. All right, so I'm 3 weeks into the job, the new job of selling internet infrastructure.
And he seems happy, still wearing his mullet, mullet happy.
And it's progressing nicely. And despite the fact that a brand new team of people, about a dozen people, started selling and we're all basically doing it at the birth of the pandemic, at least in the U.S. in 2020, altogether, another unprecedented, unique circumstance. And so a plug for myself, if you know of an enterprise that needs some internet infrastructure services around DNS, DHCP, and IP address management, then give me a ring.
Ring, ring.
And while we're on that topic of plug-in stuff, thanks to the WTIA for continually being a sponsor of the podcast.
Yes, the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice from Portland all the way up to Vancouver, BC.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Like you mentioned, my mullet is looking really good. It's looking amazing.
It's disgusting. I was looking over at him as we were brushing our teeth today, and I was like, oh my God, I'm married to a man with a mullet.
If I had my way, then the lentil would also be growing a mullet as a 4-year-old right now.
Oh God.
But yeah, so I have a Twitter handle. It's called Having Mullet, H-A-L-V-I-N-G, Mullet, where I'm tracking the growth progress, and it's pretty spectacular.
Embarrassing.
Come check it out. Say hi.
Ew.
Again, I'm Luggage Donkey on Twitter.
I'm at Erie in Seattle, so not original.
Anyway, hope everybody is doing all right. I'm running out of friends again to talk about money and Bitcoin and technology with, and so I've been harassing some friends over a text message this past weekend about it. So.
I'm sorry.
That's about it. Oh, the Satoshi math.
Yeah, what's the price of Bitcoin at during all this?
So just checked a little while ago, around 10 p.m., like I said, April 5th, 2020, and the price of Bitcoin was $6,970. It is pumping, actually, this past weekend. Looks like we might break into the 7,000s this coming week, which is a pretty big issue because it did have a huge crash. It was trading in coincidence. I don't know if that's even a term, but trading together with all the other assets in the stock market and bonds and everything and crashed down, but it is actually doing a little bit better this past week, hanging out in the 6,000s. Now it might be breaking into the 7,000s. And so if you do the Satoshi math, and what's the Satoshi math, Eric?
Yeah, so the smallest denomination of Bitcoin is Satoshi, sort of like cents are $2.
C-E-N-T-S.
So you take the one, representing one U.S. fiat dollar, and divide it by 0.00006970, you get 14,347 Satoshis in one U.S. dollar.
Sats per dirty fiat dollar. And just like she was saying, just like cents per dollar, there's 100 cents, C-E-N-T-S. There are 100 million Satoshis per Bitcoin. So that gives you the 8 decimal places that we made with the price of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
All right.
My only update is, remember that really awesome blockchain working group bill that we were really, really working so hard on in Washington State? It passed the House, it passed the Senate. Everything was looking good. And then, you know, coronavirus. So the governor, Inslee, just went through and vetoed a whole bunch of bills, including our blockchain bill. I found out late last week. And I'm still in denial. I'm really, really upset about it. But I'm trying to take the high road and kind of keep moving forward. But I needed a weekend to kind of just stew and be sad. So I'm really sad about it.
I guess in the prioritization of all kinds of issues, sure, I guess you don't want noise crowding out, literally a global pandemic.
But you still have to focus on, I don't know, investing in infrastructure and future and innovation, and you don't want all of that to just stop, you know? Yeah. I don't know. So it's
I'm sorry.
We'll continue.
I was kind of shocked too when you told me that news.
We'll still do something, but in the short term, a little bit of grieving is happening right now.
Well, they could bring it up again. Maybe?
Yeah,
we'll reintroduce it
or some version of it again in the next legislative session. We won't stop, of course, but, you know, after all that work, you know, and so much progress, you know, the unanimous support from both the House and the Senate and passing it, I know, it's no one's fault, you know, we need to get past the coronavirus thing, and even that, it's just surreal that what's happening right now, so...
Yeah, all right.
That's right, Matt.
I'm sorry about that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. So, again, this show is going to show up as a Friday show, April 3rd, but we're recording 10 o'clock, around 10 p.m. on Sunday night, April 5th, and that's the end of the Lazy Weekend COVID-19 show number 3. Thanks for listening, y'all.
And my job that was supposed to start tomorrow, it's got pushed out a week, so we're assuming that it'll start on April 13th, Monday.
Fingers crossed.
We'll let you know if it happens. Sign papers and everything, but you never know.
All right. All right. Thanks again, y'all, for listening. And give us a shout out on Twitter, Luggage Donkey.
Yeah. Hang in there, everybody. We're with you. Sending you all good vibes.
From Seattle. Yep.
No one gets sick. Stay healthy. take your vitamins, get enough sleep, and don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Oh, boy. All right. No, that's important. That's important. Yeah. Again, thanks for listening, and be nice out there, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
It's almost like you have a pool that everyone's swimming in, this digital currency pool,
yeah,
or the Bitcoin pool. You know, you got to make sure people don't pee in the pool. So you need some regulation, you know, and if someone goes number two, like, no one's swimming anymore. Right, so we got to make sure that that does not happen.
Did you see Caddyshack by chance? Have you ever seen Caddyshack?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, no. So you remember the turd in the pool?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Snickers bar.
Yeah. So I actually went on a tweet storm about that, saying that Bitcoin's like the turd in the pool, the Snickers bar. You know, it's like there's some crazy fools out there who go up to it and, like, you know, poke it and be like, what the heck is that, right? And then they take it out of the pool, and then they smell it, and they're like, oh, this doesn't smell like poo. And then they start eating it. And then, like, people in the clubhouse are looking at this guy like, oh, my God, that dude just ate a pool turd. And that's basically Bitcoin. It's like, you know, we're all eating these candy bars that we secretly found. And then to everybody else in the world, it looks like pool turds.
Yeah. But to us, it tastes like Snickers.
Exactly.
Oh, man. If that doesn't make you want to buy Bitcoin, I don't know what will.